Welcome to Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. Greg Richard joined by Judy Sharp this week. Great to have you back, Judy.
Thank you, Greg. Glad to be back.
You've got a lot of big lists you're giving me today.
Well, you know, it's change of season. We've now gone into autumn.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Even though it's still hot and humid and yucca.
Oh, it's still, it's too humid if you ask me, but
it
anyway.
It is, yeah, no, it is, it is.
Now, notice on the list you've got St. Patrick's Day, but that's next week.
Yeah, it is, the 17th, you knew that.
I definitely knew that.
Yeah, yeah. Are you a good, Irishman, are you a descendant from the Irish?
I don't think I've got any Irish blood in me at all.
Oh, right, but you knew that one.
Yeah.
I know why. Isn't it a day everyone goes and has an ale?
I think so. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that.
You're just covering for yourself,
Greg. I thought
Greg.
People just have a lot of, chips or something and chase leprechauns, maybe. Find rainbows and chase leprechauns.
Well, you might want to tell our listeners, what are they going to do on St. Patrick's Day?
I'm assuming get clovers out.
No.
Well,
you've got to plant sweet peas.
Ah, righto.
It's traditional.
I thought everyone wore clovers on.
Oh, well, you'd have to be lucky to find any, wouldn't you?
Well, that's all a part of the fun.
Okay, so what we're going to... Oh, will we talk about this now?
Oh, we can talk about it later. What else you got lined up as well?
Oh, okay, rightio. We're going to talk about bulbs. We're going to talk about Sasanqua camellias. We're going to talk about roses, citrus trees and indoor plants, if we've got time.
And Judy, we've quickly briefed on St. Patrick's Day.
We did. And, I think the one thing we need to mention, Greg, before we go on with that a little bit, I don't think our listeners have realised they're in a different season now.
They're all thinking it's still summer.
I think so. But we're definitely listeners in autumn. And St. Patrick's Day is coming up next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And, I might have to come in green. What are you going to come in?
I may as well come in green. It'd be rude if I didn't.
It would be too. Okay, now, what do you think you're going to do to prepare the soil for sweet peas, Greg?
I'm assuming some sort of manure.
Yes, but...
which one?
Which one? Okay, it's going to be poultry because sweet peas love alkaline soil.
There you go, okay.
There you go. So, but a lot of plants at this time of year do like alkaline soil. So, if you're unsure, well, you can always kind of switch over.
Yep.
If you're worried about what kind of fertiliser to use. But what you will do is you'll prepare the garden a week before planting with poultry manure. One week before. You've got to have it in the ground a week before you plant.
Basically, we're doing it this week then.
You're doing it right now today.
Right now today. Maybe this afternoon.
Maybe this afternoon. So you've got to get poultry manure. And your mum would love you to grow sweet peas. There could be Irish in your family.
There could be. I've been told there hasn't been.
Well, why don't you say, Mum, I'm going to grow sweet peas and put some poultry manure in when you get home?
Oh, possibly.
Yeah. But, they are a very pretty plant. You know what they're like. They're highly perfumed, many different colours. And you buy them in, you can also buy seeds or you can buy plants already grown, little seedlings.
Right.
Yeah.
They flower.
You're thinking peas.
I'm thinking peas, yeah.
No, listeners, are you listening to this boy today? My goodness.
I thought you meant as in sweet pea, as in peas.
No.
As in the little sweet peas.
Oh, they're called sweet.
Oh.
No, they flower in many different colours. There are little ones called bijou. They're small growing ones, dwarf ones.
Mm.
And then you have something called colocade, and they grow right up your fence.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Well, you've definitely got to grow some now, Greg.
When you started mentioning flowers and stuff, I went, what are you talking about?
Well, you thought Jude had lost the plot, didn't you?
Yeah.
I probably am sometimes. But okay, so shall I go on with the long list?
We can move on to bulbs.
Yeah, let's talk about the bulbs. Now, it's an ideal time to plant bulbs, but you don't plant now. Not until April. But if you don't buy soon, they run out of all the different varieties.
Right.
So a good time to plant now and you'll see exactly what you're getting. They're colourful packages. And yes, they all do flower, Greg.
Right. So, but if we're buying bulbs now but not planting them,
yep.
What are you doing with them?
I'm glad you asked me that. Tulips, hyacinths, certain bulbs you put in the freezer.
Right.
Not in the freezer, but in the... You know, the the tray underneath.
Oh, the crisper thing.
The crisper. Yeah. You put them in the crisper. They love the cold because they've got to think they're under the snow.
Ah.
Ah, see, there's all different.
All lights are going off today.
Well, you know, they're all different secrets to gardening, aren't there?
Mm.
But you know what happens with those once you put in the crisper or the. People forget to get them out.
Oh.
All the time. So that's my big hint for the day. If you put them in there, make sure you get them out and plant them.
Right. Okay.
So that's exactly what you do with bulbs, and always use a good bulb food to plant.
Because we've got Carol from Newcastle, and she's got bugs on her hibiscus.
Hello, Carol. What can I help you with about those bugs?
I'd like to know, first of all, good afternoon, Judy. I'd like to know what preparation I should purchase to get rid of the little devils.
Now, are they actually bugs or snails?
No, they're little mites. They're little spots.
Oh, little spots. Is it like a scale?
Yeah, but they move.
Oh, they do move. Okay. Yes, right, okay.
Look, and they're horrid.
We don't want them, do we? Definitely
no,
don't
and when
want
I
them.
Bring, when I bring the flowers inside, I have to, I actually rinse them off.
Right, okay. Look, okay, I think we're going to do a combination here.
Right.
Have you got any Malathon and white oil?
No, but I can get some.
Okay, that's the way to go. Malathon and white oil. The Malathon will get the bug. And if that was like a scale insect, the white oil will get rid of those as well.
So when I mix that together, is it 50-50?
Look, you can buy it, Malathon and white oil together. But otherwise, you can buy them separate. They are handy.
No.
Right, okay, so you're going to buy...
No,
oh, excellent.
I'll buy the combo because I'm lazy and I'm not very scientific.
Okay. Well, look, I hope that alleviates you having to wash the flowers off because they are lovely, aren't they?
Oh, they are. And we have a balcony full of them at the moment and they're going gangbusters and they're just beautiful. So I've had to get my little collection of little tiny vases and so I can put one in each vase. They're very pretty.
And, Carol, you would wonder how they're finding you on the balcony.
Oh, well, yes, that's right. I mean, it's amazing when you stand out on the balcony, you know, we have the birds flying below us. So, you know, so these little bugs, and they're multiplying. I started off with one plant and now they're on three.
Well, hopefully the birds aren't going to eat them either, so maybe spray late in the afternoon.
Excellent. I will do that. Thank you so much, Judy.
Thank you, Carol.
And I'll let you know how we go.
Oh, please do. Even if you wait a week or 2 weeks, that'd be lovely.
Yep, lovely. Thank you very much, Carol.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've got Bill now from Corlett's, and he's got some problems with his indoor plants.
Oh, hello, Bill. How can I help you with that one?
Judy, let me put it this way. I have plastic flowers, and I like to wash them every now and then, but my wife likes the real things.
Oh, she's sensible. She's a very wise lady, Bill. Clever too.
Why do every time I buy an indoor plant, after about a week or so, the ends turn brown?
Right, okay, Bill. Can you kind of tell me or remember what plants they were?
Mate, I've got such a mixture, it's just green all over the house.
Oh, you don't have fake ones, do you?
No.
Oh, you're a lovely man. You're doing what your wife enjoys.
Well, I'm the one that says yes, dear.
Yeah, otherwise you won't get fed, you know that, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, look, Bill, there are certain plants, particularly what I call the calathea or a prayer plant. They can go brown on the edges. I think sometimes it's the kind of situation you have them in. But you're talking about all your indoor plants.
Yeah. What's the lily, the white lilies?
Okay. You can't kill those, Bill.
You can't kill them?
No. No.
You sure?
I am positive. I am positive. Now, I know why they're not happy, but I bet you're not watering them enough.
I put my finger in the pot. If it comes out dry, I water it. If it comes out wet, I don't.
No, that's not what I do, Bill. I have one in the bathroom and I have a watering can. That, have you noticed their leaves droop a little bit?
Well, that's like me of a morning.
Bill, you aren't watering enough. Trust me on that one. You can't kill them. They love water.
Okay.
Okay, so if they're in, are they in a nice sunny spot?
No.
No, that's all right, because Madonna lilies will take a shady spot, a darker spot. But you would need to give them probably 2 drinks a week.
Okay.
So don't do the finger thing. Just give them 2 drinks a week, okay?
Okay.
Now, I can't really discuss all those plants with you. I mean, I can, but you might know the names of them all. But you can ring me next week with a list of the plants. So I'll say, okay, you're not doing that and you're not doing this.
Yeah. See, if it's green, it's great. It's a plant. If it's not green, it's dead.
Well, listen, what about, Bill, how about you get your wife to ring? She might know the names of them for me.
Well, if I find all the names and ring you next week, maybe you might help.
Oh, hey, I'm positive I'll be able to, Bill, but I hope I've helped you with the Madonna lily first up. And what about, have you got any ferns?
No, I'm not allowed to have maidenhair ferns because they remind me of that little house on the corner or whatever.
The little house on the corner?
The flower pot place that has eats people.
you're really giving us some smiles here today, Bill. But I've got maidenhair and they grow beautifully if you water them every second day.
Oh. Okay, well, I'll give that a go, mate.
Okay.
I'll give you a ring.
And give me a ring next week. But your wife might know the names of them all.
Well, she knows everything, mate. You know that. I don't need Google.
Well, I tell you what, are you looking for lunch today or do you think you're not going to get any?
I'm not getting any. It's going to be in the oven.
Okay, Bill, look, I'll wait till I hear from you next week, dear.
Okay, thanks, Jared. Much appreciated, mate.
You're welcome. Bye.
Next, we've got Mike from Murray's Beach, and he's got leaf curl, not just on his orange, but also his lemon trees.
Oh, Mike, that's disastrous, isn't it?
Bloody terrible. And I've tried, a couple of weeks ago, I cut all the leaf curl out of it, and I went away for a week, and I've come back, and there's all new growth all over it. But it's all got leaf curl in it.
Oh, well, they are getting new growth at the moment. Okay, look, I think the best way you can go, Mike, have you got any David Gray systemic?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
But I've got some lime sulphur, which I was looking at yesterday.
Oh, I don't think... Well, I don't know. I think that might be a bit strong.
Okay.
Yeah, they're the old Roga and things like that. They're not available anymore. So, but you can.
No, I know all the good stuff's gone.
Yeah, it is. I'm admitting that on air. The good stuff is gone. Okay, David Gray's systemic, and you just shake it around the root system around the bottom, and it gets absorbed through the tree and kills them.
So, would it be the mulch I'm putting into the ground? I've been putting in some leaf mulch and stuff around it.
Yeah, look.
Would that be causing the problem?
Look, probably. Look, you don't know what comes on the leaf mulch, of course, but it is an insect. And I always say only use sugarcane mulch. So
yeah, and I do everywhere else, bar around the fruit trees.
Around the fruit trees, right, okay. Change, dig it out, put sugarcane mulch around and get some David Gray's before you put the sugarcane mulch on.
Okay. Would that help with the stink bug too that we get? Because I had heaps and heaps of those on it earlier this year too.
Look, it may get rid of them, but you're probably still better off to spray with the old Malathon and white oil.
Yeah, I tried both of those with no success.
Did you mix them together, though?
No, I didn't do that, no.
Well, there you go. You need to mix them, and you can buy it as a mixed product.
Oh, okay.
But if you've got them at home, Malathon and White Oil separate, you just mix them up.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll try that.
Okay, let us know how you get on with it, all of that.
Sounds
like
will.
A real chore.
Thank you for that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it is. But, yeah, I'm really, the trees are quite healthy.
Yeah. And you just want them to fruit, but, that leaf curl will damage that kind of getting the fruit, so let's get rid of it.
Okay. Thanking you.
Thank you, Mike. Bye.
Bye.
We've got Helen now from Fern Bay, and she's got some hibiscus issues also.
Hi, Helen.
Hi, Hugh. How are you?
I'm very well, and yourself?
Pretty good.
Excellent.
I have this problem every year.
With the hibiscus?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're coming out in flower, but I heard this other lady talking, and they're a little white thing, and they're furry.
Okay, they're furry.
They're covered in it, and they're eating all the flowers.
Oh, you know what they are? They're mealybug. They're furry and they're white, and they might have tiny little legs on them.
I think they have.
Yeah.
I took because I live up right up Fern Bay, so I went down to Lee Rowan's one day. I shouldn't say that, but I did, and they gave me this stuff, but it didn't kill them. So now I'm trying white oil, but you just said that Malathon or something mix them.
Yeah, you need to mix Malathon in with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now tell me. Can you tell me what you were given so I just not double...
No, I can't because it's out in the shed, but I'm not going to use it anymore.
Okay, so we need Malathon and white oil. And
okay,
you will find you can buy Malathon and white oil mixed together in the one bottle.
Yeah, because last year they were so bad, when it was time to cut them back, I cut them back real short and then give the soil a good feed of cow manure. I hope I'm allowed to use that.
No, definitely. No, it's the way to go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't use cow manure on them.
No, definitely use cow manure.
Oh, definitely. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
definitely.
Yeah. But now, though, I just looked out the window now and they just got these white things all over them again. And I only just sprayed with white oil.
Yeah. Yeah, but you need the Malathon in it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Julia. I will go and buy some.
Okay, and you'll have to mix them together. You can mix the Malathon and white oil together.
Thank you very much for that.
Okay, you're welcome.
I just want to save me flowers.
No doubt about that, Helen, that's for sure. They're beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
It's Garden Talk back on 2NURFM. Well, we've got Kerry from Waratah, and she's got finger lime trees. They're flowering, but don't seem to be fruiting.
Oh, Kerry, that's a bit of a problem, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I've had it, it's in a pot, and I've had it for about 4 years, and every year it gets covered in flowers, but I've never had any fruit from it. So
okay.
I fertilise it, I trim it, but I haven't had any fruit. So what's the magic recipe to get fruit from it?
Okay, so they are flowering. It is flowering?
Yes, it's flowering at the moment, covered in blossoms at the moment.
Okay, but it just doesn't convert to fruit?
No.
Okay, now tell me, when you said you fertilise and they're in a pot, so what are you fertilising with?
I have a liquid fertiliser, a liquid general fertiliser that I use on most of my plants.
Right, well don't forget finger limes tend to be natives.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
so
okay.
I'm just wondering if that's having an effect on it.
Okay, it's growing. It's quite like it's about.
It's happy, yeah,
three
because
times the size as it was when I bought it. But it's yeah.
Yeah, but might be the fertiliser you're using.
Okay, so what should I use?
Look, I'd only be using probably a little bit of blood and bone, not a lot.
Okay.
Just don't put it right up against the trunk. You see, with citrus, any kind of citrus, when they're grown in the ground, you water out under the canopy line, but before you fertilise, and you fertilise and then you water it in. But with a pot, you can't do that, can you?
No.
No. So you've just got to be very careful. So a small amount of blood and bone and water before you put it on and then water it in. And we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Okay, so should I be doing that now while it's flowering?
Look, it might affect the flowering, but you said the flowering, you know, doesn't last. So, look, I'd try just a very small amount.
Okay.
And keep your fingers crossed.
I'll give it a go. Okay. Hopefully I'll get... So what time of year should they be producing fruit?
Yeah, they should be starting now. If you've got flowers, they should be starting to turn to fruit. But I've had... I planted a new little lime tree in my garden, an ordinary lime, and I've noticed it's flowering, but the flowers seem to be dropping off. I don't know why. Maybe it's a crazy weather pattern we've been having.
Yeah. You know, I wondered if the humidity would affect it as well.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. And, you know, we're going into autumn now, so they should be settling down a little bit. But do try that, I think. Just a little bit of blood and bone and water it in.
Okay, I'll give it a try. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you, Kerry, for the call. Bye.
And we've got Chris from Rutherford, and he's got a question about the mango tree.
Good afternoon, Chris. What can I help you with?
Well, hello, Judy. It's Greg, actually.
Oh, so sorry, Chris. Well, it's Greg.
Yeah, another, all right.
It's a good name. A good name, anyway.
It is a good name.
Judy, I have a mango tree which I've had here for about, probably about 4 or 5 years. I have had mangoes off it. But recently I bought at the local place here, or Kirkwood's, at the, what do they call it, Super 6 bag,
right.
Super 6 fertilisers.
Yeah.
Now, I bought two and I put it around the tree and watered it in, and it looks very sad. The leaves are drooping and everything else. Am I killing it with kindness?
Sounds like it, Greg. Now... did you water before you put the fertiliser in?
No. I watered after. Yeah.
And did you keep it back from the trunk?
No, I did not.
Ah, right, okay. That could be the problem. Ooh. Yeah. Look, all you can do now is keep hosing it and trying to wash that fertiliser through. And I'm sorry, I don't know the product you've bought, because you've got that from like an ag supply place, haven't you?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Okay.
It's a feed supply place.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Fine to use that, because, you know, there aren't many places now where you can buy certain products. So you can't remember what it had in it.
No, all I've been told is called the Super 6, and it's got 6 added stuffs in it, you know. I could have a look at the bag one day and get back to you one day, but that's about it.
Yeah, it could be pretty strong by the sound of it, eh? So
it is strong, Judy, very much so. I've used it on the garden before.
But you just haven't followed the procedures on this mango tree, have you?
No.
Okay, you better go out now, hose it in as much as you can, and don't fertilise again for a while. Keep your fingers crossed, though, that you haven't killed it.
What about a wet bottom? Would that happen if I keep hosing it?
No, I don't think so. No.
Yeah.
Well, mangoes, you know, they're tropical, so they're used to water, aren't they?
They're probably
all surviving up there in the cyclone.
That would be true.
Greg, look, I'm sorry. That's the best advice I can offer you. But don't overdo it. You know, I can't tell you something to neutralise it, because it's just obviously a pretty strong product. And is it still sitting on the surface, or has it gone in?
No, it's all sitting on the surface.
Oh, okay. Oh, right, okay. Let's dig it away. Let's get rid of it.
Ah, okay, yes.
Yeah.
Away from the trunk as well.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. You know, even I'd probably dig it out and put it back in its packet, in its bag. Yeah. But and then just give it a good water.
Okay.
And keep your fingers crossed, because that's what's happened. It's just burning.
Burning over too many good stuffs in it, eh?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, sorry about that, Greg. But keep your fingers crossed. Give us a ring and let's know if it survived.
Yeah, I'll go out and pull it back in the trunk and give it some good watering.
Okay, that's excellent. Okay.
Thank you, Judy.
Thanks. Bye, Greg.
Bye-bye.
It's Gardening Talk back on 2NUR FM. Judy, I've got about a minute left today.
A minute?
Oh, flown by this second half, hasn't it?
Oh, it has. Shall I just deal with our autumn topics without going into it very heavily?
Yeah, maybe quickly. We can jump back into it next week.
Sasanqua camellias need attention. Roses need attention. Citrus need attention. Mm-hmm. And so do our indoor plants, as we found today with one listener.
All right. Just quickly with indoor plants, were the same issues as the guy had earlier? We just wasn't worried.
No. Now, if you're going to repot indoor plants, you have to do it now before the winter comes. So if anything in the house needs repotting, you need to do it before the cold weather arrives.
Righto. Because the cold weather chill stops them all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Would be very unadvisable.
Fair enough.
Okay. Right. We'll deal with that again next week, if you like.
All right. Judy Sharp, thank you very much.
And thank you very much, Greg.
We'll catch you again for St. Patrick's Day next week.
Yes, yeah.
Mm. We'll have to wear green or clovers. We'll get some clovers, perhaps.
Yeah, I think we need to wear green, Greg.
Well,
you've got Greg for a name, G. We'll wear green.
It is tradition, after all. Judy Sharp, thank you very much.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.